For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Doreen Carwithen was born in 1922 in Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. She learned piano and violin at her mother's knee, then entered the Royal Academy of Music, where she also learned cello. After winning all composition prizes at the Academy, she became sub-professor of composition there from 1946 to 1948. Her first orchestral work was performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra in 1947, with Sir Adrian Bolt conducting. It was a great success, and many performances and broadcasts followed. In spite of the initial success of these early works, publishers were not interested in a woman composer, so scores and parts gradually returned home, where they remained cocooned, rarely getting a hearing. The same seems to be true of her chamber music, even though it has been awarded prizes. Carwithen was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank Apprenticeship Scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films, including the official film for the coronation, Elizabeth is Queen. After her marriage to composer William Alwyn, who had been her teacher at the Royal Academy, Carwithen retired from composing and devoted herself to promoting her husband's music. She worked tirelessly on behalf of her husband. After his death in 1985, she formed the William Alwyn Foundation to promote his music. She supervised recordings, edited his unpublished works, and helped students from all over the world in their doctoral studies of Alwyn's life and music. Although late in life she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a third string quartet, hopes of a second phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithen died in 2003. In her notes for the overture Bishop Rock, Carwithen tells us that the Bishop Rock Lighthouse stands at the furthermost point of England. Its lonely tower is the last sight the seafarer has of land, and, to the traveler from the New World, is a symbol of welcome after the bleak waters of the Atlantic. The overture is an impression of the thoughts stimulated by the lighthouse and depicts Bishop Rock in storm and calm. The opening repeated motive on the horns suggests the intermittent flashing of light over a stormy sea. Violins accompanied by horns rise and sink like the surge of the Atlantic swell. The music grows to a climax and gradually subsides to a gentle transformation of the theme, and it suggests the sea gently lapping against the rocks. The piece ends with a strong recapitulation of the lighthouse theme. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.